2 in the NFL, and the Birds suffer a frustrating loss to the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. The secondary looked pedestrian as DeSean Jackson had his way with his former team. The Birds now head into Week 3 versus the Colts with Carson Wentz back under center. Can Wentz and the Eagles right the ship at home against Indy, or will a Super Bowl hangover rear its ugly head again? It's time for the Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Joe Canals in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Now, here's your host, Sal Palantonio.
Welcome to the Sal Pal Football Hour. Tonight we're broadcasting from Joe Canals, 3375 U.S. Route 1 South in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Come join us here. We're still in the heart of Eagles country, and Carson Wentz is back. And the first guy with an Eagles jersey to come in was wearing number 11. Look at that. First jersey with an Eagles jersey, number 11. Carson Wentz is back. We're presented by Treasury Wine Estates, featuring 19 Crimes Wine. Join 19 Crimes Wine tonight with us, tonight, for a special sampling here at Joe Canals. Come on over to Joe Canals. Join us. Or join us on the phone at 610-632-0975. I didn't think I was going to make the show tonight. I got in today from Tampa, flew in this morning on a very early flight. I thought for sure that the hurricane would interrupt the travel, but here I am, and I'm glad to be here talking to you. Call us at 610-632-0975. You know, it's kind of a weird day, right? Because it's the good. Carson Wentz is coming back. It's the bad. The Eagles lost a game that they absolutely should have won. And then there's the ugly. The Patriots actually traded for Josh Gordon, beat everybody to the punch. And we'll see if that's an upgrade for the New England Patriots or whether they're just wasting their time. But it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's kind of a weird feeling because it's really the day after the first meaningful Eagles loss in more than 9 months. Since that Seattle game, December 3rd, last time the Eagles lost a meaningful football game. So how do you handle it? You know, and I asked Doug Peterson this after the game yesterday, after he did his press conference, after he did his one-on-one on television. I talked to him on the side. He was about to go get something to eat and shower up before getting on the bus and getting on the plane and coming back here. And he said he told the team, the last thing he told the team, and remember, this is a team that had not had a meaningful loss in a football game since December 3rd, 2017 in Seattle. Doug told me, he told the team, quote, "You've got to hate losing more than you love winning." And that was his message to the team. So I want to know how people, you know, all over the Delaware Valley are handling this. Do you say to yourself, well, you can't win them all, nobody goes 16-0, it's so hard to do? Do you say to yourself, hey, we won the Super Bowl, the team won the Super Bowl, they gave the town something very historic, so can we overlook a bad performance? Can we forgive and move on? Or do you self-scout? Do you look at the result of why it happened and how it happened and ask some tough questions? So, you know, it's really, I think, a combination of all three of those things. But I want to hear from you. Again, the number is 610-632-0975. It's the Sal Pal Football Hour live at Joe Canals in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Come on over, taste some wine, get a sampling of this great Treasury Wine Estates. Come check us out. Call us on the phone. Donald in Chester, why don't you join us on the Sal Pal Football Hour right at the top? What do you got there, Donald? Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I really kind of see a long season for our pass rush because I didn't see our secondary wasn't really holding their own yesterday. But I noticed Jalen Mills was the main. To me, Jalen Mills was the weakest link there. And I was wondering when Sydney was going to start.
Yeah, you know something? That is so funny, Donald, that you should say that. So I'm on the plane this morning, and I'm going through all my notes.
Right.
And here's the first note that I wrote in my notebook this morning at O'Dark 30. Ready for this? The Bucks picked on Jalen Mills from the first snap.
That's
when
right.
Is Sidney Jones or Avonte Maddox going to start? That's exactly what I wrote. And you're the first caller, so there you go. How about that? So I understand what you're saying, and I went back and I looked at it. And, you know, to me, there was a bad defensive game plan on so many fronts. Now, God bless Malcolm Jenkins for taking the blame for that opening touchdown pass to...
Well, that's what a leader does.
That, I mean, that's exactly the sign of a great leader. You take credit, you take the glory, but you accept the blame. Yeah, you accept the blame. That to me is the key for a good leader. But the bottom line is this. You had 10 days to prepare. You had 10 days to prepare, and you knew that DeSean Jackson loves to play the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming into the game, he was 4-1 against them. Now he's 5-1. The numbers against the Eagles are absolutely off the charts. He loves playing against them. I talked to him on the field after the game. Some of the stuff that he said in the locker room to reporters like Marcus Hayes, it was pretty clear that he has still vengeance in his heart when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles. As well, he should. He should not have been released by the team. And what was said about him behind the scenes, I thought was awful. I know DeSean Jackson. I've known him since he was drafted. I've been around him his entire career. He's at his heart, he's a man with a good heart. He's got a good family. And, you know, sometimes, you know, he you know, obviously was not the greatest team player. I get all that. But you cannot deny the greatness of DeSean Jackson. And that guy should have never left Philadelphia, in my view. Hats off also to Jay Ajayi for fighting through that back injury. Hats off to Corey Clement for coming back after getting, you know, absolutely steamrolled late in the fourth quarter. Comes back to special teams. I talked to Corey Clement afterwards. He said he was okay after about 3 seconds. He just needed to catch his breath. And hats off to Nick Foles. Never complaining, despite the fact that he had no Mike Wallace, that he had no Alshon Jeffrey going into the game, that his only two real threats were Nelson Aguilar and Zach Ertz. But, you know, when you look at it, and we're going to be talking to Greg Cosell, the great Greg Cosell of NFL Films, who's the godfather of the NFL matchup show on ESPN, in a little bit, right after this break when we come back. But I want to go into really some questions that I have about the team, because that's my job, is to basically go back and ask some of the more challenging and tough questions. And I asked Doug Peterson, how in the world you knew DeSean Jackson was coming at you. You had warned the team against big plays. You had warned them the night before in the team hotel. Matter of fact, he texted me on Sunday morning after I asked him, what were your final talking points to the team? And he said, can't give up big plays. Can't happen. So how in the world they game plan for DeSean Jackson, right out of the chute, they get 75 yards hung on them, and he really didn't have an answer. He said, I got to go back at the look at the film. But the bottom line is you left Jalen Mills isolated on DeSean Jackson. You didn't have safety help, and you got burned. And it shouldn't have happened. They should have had two safeties back. You look at the way the Dallas Cowboys played the Giants last night on Sunday Night Football. They had two safeties back. They were protecting the house. They made sure everything was underneath at all times. It's a Sal Pal football hour, and we are live in the canals in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, and I want to tell you really one quick thing. I got a nugget for you. It's the best jewelry store in Philadelphia where all the young couples are going to get engaged, Golden Nugget Jewelers. Golden Nugget Jewelers has the largest selection of engagement rings and is the only store in Philly to carry designer brands such as Tacori, Verragio, Simon G, Michael M, Jeff Cooper, and much, much more. Open 7 days a week with a best price guarantee, located where else? Corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Golden Nugget Jewelers is the official jeweler of the 76ers, the Flyers. And did I mention they're the official jeweler of the Philadelphia Eagles? You can shop online at goldennuggetjewelry.com. But the best thing to do is check out their beautiful showroom at the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Make the most important moment of your life exactly what you dreamed it would be at Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. We are the Sal Pal Football Hour. We are at Canals, U.S. Route 1 South, Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Coming up after the break, Greg Cosell of NFL Films will break it down.
This is the Sal Pal Football Hour on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500 and the Ram 3500 just in time for football and tailgating season. 1500's available legendary Hemi engine gives you Hall of Famer power. And with 3500's best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing, you can haul enough heavy cookware and food for a whole starting lineup. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $149 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. When properly equipped, class based on 350-3500 pickups since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease to Chrysler Capital. Excludes other FCA vehicles. 25 cents. Charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 9/17/18.
SAS, the most successful sports gambling system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN. SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent. Rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units, 3 units being a max bet. A $1,000 per unit player has shown profits of $273,000 in 2015, $361,000 in 2016, $28,000 this month alone. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations. Call now and get the winner of Seattle, Chicago tonight. Absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Guaranteed profits of 7 units tonight. Absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122. Seattle, Chicago, free.
Attention landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a 1-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sports book. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill sports betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Join Joe Canales in Lawrenceville, New Jersey for their grand reopening September 27th through the 30th with hundreds of new items and their newly expanded spirit section. Special sales include 15% off 6 or more bottles of wine and 10% off 750 milliliter liquor. Don't miss the complimentary food trucks, the Tito's RV with mocktail sampling, raffles, and great events all weekend. See store for exclusion and limitations. Joe Canales, Lawrenceville. New look, same staff, same great customer service you know and love.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
Sports Talk for Lansdale and all of Montgomery County. 97.5. The Fanatic. Now back to more of the Sal Pal Football Hour on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey there, it's the Sal Pal Football Hour. Tonight we're broadcasting from Joe Canales, Route 1 South, Lawrenceville, New Jersey, presented by Treasury Wine Estates. Come out tonight and sample some of the wine at Joe Canales. We're having a good time. Nice big crowd here tonight at Joe Canales. Come join us. Greg Cosell, my good friend and colleague from the NFL Matchup Show. I can't say enough about this guy's ability to break down film and to study the game like nobody else. Is on the line with us. Thanks for joining the Sal Pal Football Hour, Greg. How are you?
Cheryl Pell, good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you always about football, but especially about the Philadelphia Eagles and especially about the quarterback position. So let's flip the script, as we like to say, and look ahead. And how do you think the Eagles offense will look? What changes do you see in it with Carson Wentz starting on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts?
I think there'll be one immediate change, and that's the ball will get pushed down the field at the intermediate and deeper levels. That does not happen with Nick Foles very much at all. In fact, he left a lot of throws on the field. That's just the way he plays. With Carson Wentz, he's a very aggressive turn-it-loose thrower, Sal. We know that about him. He's just an aggressive player overall. And I think you'll see him throw the ball. You know, when it's man-to-man, you got to throw the ball in the NFL, and I think Carson Wentz has that in his DNA.
And it's tough to predict, obviously, Greg, because, you know, we're not around him up close and personal on a day-to-day basis. But you and I have been to enough training camp practices where we saw the strength of his arm in comparison to everybody else. And Doug Peterson has talked about the fact that his arm strength is there, that his core, the core energy in his body is there, and his core strength is there. The question is, how much will we see of the old Carson Wentz in his ability to move, avoid the rush, and have subtle movements in the pocket with confidence?
Well, that you don't know. I mean, I think that what you prefer not to see is him be a risk taker by running, given that it's his first game back. Now, again, that may also be in his DNA, and there may be nothing anyone can do about that. But you don't know how confident he'll feel. I think that instincts do take over, and given situations, his body will just react. But the one thing you don't know is how he'll feel when he's in the pocket. There are bodies around him, and he wants to deliver the ball. Will he pull away from throws? We don't know that. He has to go through that. I remember years ago talking to Jim Kelly, the old quarterback for the Bills, telling me that he didn't feel like he was in a game until he got hit. You know, sometimes you hear quarterbacks say that who are coming off injuries. They want to take a shot and feel like, hey, I got up. I'm okay. Now I can go play football.
Greg Cosell of NFL Films. He's on the matchup set for the second straight year and doing a great job. He's the originator of the show, the founder of the show, the inventor of the show at NFL Films. Greg, I know you're a quarterback guru, but I look at the Eagles running game, and we've always talked about their perimeter running game, and it's just been pedestrian the last 2 weeks. What issues have you found when you study the film with the Eagles running game?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. I think that this past week in particular, I don't think their offense really got into any kind of rhythm. See, to me, a run game is not a case of let's try a run here and there and see if it works. I think a run game, you have to develop some kind of rhythm, some kind of feel. They're very multiple with their run game concepts. I think you have to sort of get into a flow, get your offensive line feeling comfortable coming off the ball. And I don't think they were able to do that. Of course, they got behind against the Bucs, and that changed the game. There's no way they went into that game wanting Nick Foles to drop back more than 50 times. So I think they need to commit a little bit more to it. And maybe they'll do that with Carson Wentz simply because they don't want him to drop back that much in his first start. But I think a run game is a matter of commitment as much as anything else, Sal.
Greg, what do you see now in the first two games from the Indianapolis Colts? What presents to the Eagles defense with Andrew Luck? What have you seen from him in the first 2 weeks?
I think he's looked pretty good. I think that they've tried to get the ball down the field at times. They've missed some of those opportunities for various reasons, but I think you have to be really careful about that. They run a lot of crossing routes, a lot of short crossing routes. That's very much a staple of what they do. I think they're trying to run the ball as well, and they don't really have a back that I think they're really comfortable with at this point, and they're working behind a young, kind of work-in-progress offensive line. That's where I think the Eagles have a real advantage in this game with their D-line versus the Colts offensive line, and they have to win that matchup.
What was the bottom line issue yesterday in Tampa first blush with the Eagles secondary?
Well, what they chose to do in that game was play with their outside corners with big cushions. and that they allowed way too many quick game easy throws to the outside, too many curls and inbreakers inside, and they didn't really make an adjustment throughout the game. They played that way the entire game. And if you're going to give up those throws, then you have to accept that you're going to give up 7-8 yard gains, and nobody wants to do that. So
the one that stood out to me, and I have it circled in blue and I've got it highlighted, was, you know, they're in the game in the fourth quarter. It's about, they're only about, what, 30 seconds in. It's third and five on the Bucks 30. Third and five on the Bucks 30. Fitzpatrick's in the shotgun. And Chris Godwin is isolated on the left side. And Ronald Darby is playing 10 yards off the ball.
Yep.
And he hit him for an easy 8 yards. He just went to the sticks, turned around, and Fitzpatrick hit him. And, I mean, I didn't go to Harvard. I went to state school, okay? And I could tell you right now, I could have seen that easy. I didn't have to go to an Ivy League school to see
that. That's why Fitzpatrick saw it, because he went to Harvard.
Yes, but I'm sure I could have seen it easy.
But I mean, to me,
you went to Amherst, right? I mean, you would have seen that easy. Yeah, I mean, there were a number of plays like that in that game, for sure.
There were too many. I mean, that's the way they chose to play. Clearly, it was game plan. But I think at some point, normally you would see an adjustment by Jim Schwartz. None of us know exactly what happened. But you mentioned that play. I thought even late in the game, late in the fourth quarter, DeSean Jackson, he hit for 17 yards. I think it was maybe 2 minutes. When they had a chance to get the ball back, you know, not with 10 seconds to go, but with maybe 2.5 minutes to go.
Yes.
And it was an out route versus Mills, and Mills gave him a 10-yard cushion. And it was just a pitch and catch throw.
And even there was even times where Mills was in Mike Evans's face. Third and three from the Bucks 36, where Mills was called for defensive holding.
Yep.
But Evans even caught the ball for that 10-yard gain and then became first and 10 at the 46. So even when they were on top of him, though, you know, the Bucks receivers and tight ends were winning one-on-one matchups with the Eagles secondary.
You're right. I mean, Jackson caught a 28-yarder in the third quarter when they were playing man-to-man. They blitzed, and he beat Darby and caught it, and he took him down in the red zone, and they scored. So, you know, it was one of those games. The Eagles do tend to play a lot of zone. This week they got burned playing it, and they couldn't really get a lot of pressure on the quarterback, which probably surprised a lot of people. But it was also a lot of what we call quick game throw, Sal, where the ball came out with quick timing, and it's hard to get pressure.
So, Greg, we got the NFL matchup show coming up again this weekend. It's my 17th year with you. We've got a new co-host in Matt Bowen who's doing a terrific job. What's on tap this week on the show that people can see on ESPN and ESPN2?
Well, number one, we've got the return, obviously, of Carson Wentz. We'll be dealing with that for sure. And I'll be
that'll be the number one game of the week. You know why?
Well, you'll
be
there.
I
know that. I know that for sure. You know, and we've got Pat Mahomes in the show this week. He's thrown 10 touchdown passes in the first 2 weeks at San Francisco at Kansas City.
Big game.
And then, you know what I find a fascinating game? Maybe, you know, it's obviously not an East Coast game necessarily, but Chargers-Rams is a fascinating game. And the Rams are one of those teams, amazingly enough, that are sort of under the radar, but yet they're 2-0. They score a ton of points. And the ESPN Monday Nighter is Pittsburgh at Tampa Bay, which is now a very, very big game on the early schedule. Yeah.
Absolutely. Huge game on the Steelers 0-3. Going into Sunday night football at home with the Ravens would be a huge story in the NFL. Probably
the biggest story in the league. But they haven't won, and the loss yesterday.
Oh, that's right. I mean, yep, 0-1 and
one. Their defense has had a hard time the first couple of weeks.
Why?
Well, they had a number of busts yesterday against Pat Mahomes, and they're another team that plays a lot of zone coverage. And it's funny, the teams that play zone, then when they go to man, because they try to change up, when things are not going well, then they get burned in man coverage. That's exactly what happened to the Eagles yesterday. It's what happened to the Steelers yesterday.
And the Steelers were everybody's, you know, pick if Le'Veon Bell were there to challenge the Patriots in the AFC. Now it looks like it could be Kansas City. You never know, 3 weeks into the season, for sure. And teams will catch up with what Mahomes is doing. But when you have two pyrotechnic players like Hill and Hunt, and you got a guy with an electric arm like Mahomes, you can scare a lot of teams. You can do a lot of things. When you watch him, the ball just comes out of his hand so quickly.
Oh, yeah. And then when he throws
the velocity is unbelievable.
Yeah, those seam balls, that has some major juice to it. I mean, he's a very easy, natural thrower of the ball. And, you know, you didn't mention one other weapon that they have, and that's Travis Kelce, everybody accepts Gronk as the best tight end in the league. Kelsey's next.
Last question for you, Greg, and I'll let you go. Talking to Greg Cosell, the creator of the NFL Matchup Show. You can see him every Saturday and Sunday on ESPN on the Matchup Show. Does a terrific job breaking down film. Giants-Cowboys last night. The Giants couldn't get anything going offensively. And you look at that team, there are a lot of explosive components, potentially explosive components, that are just not getting exploited by Eli Manning on that team right now.
Well, last night they could not protect. You know, Eli is he's never been a mover in the pocket, but he's at the point in his career where he doesn't move at all, so he needs to be protected. It's another team that at this point has very little through 2 weeks, any sense of throwing the ball down the field. When they do, you're surprised. So you need some kind of intermediate to vertical passing game somewhere along the line. It's just too hard, Sal, in this league to have to go 10, 11, 12 plays with consistency. You can't keep throwing six-yard balls.
Greg Cosell, thanks for joining the Sal Pal Football Hour. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sal. Appreciate it.
Okay, great. Mike and Del Ran, you're on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Sal? How you doing, man?
All right, doing good, man.
Hey, I'm just as excited as everybody else that Carson Wentz is going to be back week one. But I have a couple concerns with the team that I don't think were 100% Nick Foles' problem. And you guys talked about it a little bit, right? Carson Wentz isn't going to be the running back. He's not going to be the defensive back. He's not going to be the lineman. I just want to hope that the fan base themselves keeps their composure. If we go out this week and Carson looks rusty, right? Obviously, he hasn't played for almost 9 months, I guess it'll be. And I just don't want everybody to think that this is going to solve everybody's problems, because the word around everything since it was announced was like the savior's back. And I think this team has a lot of other problems they've struggled with, especially this yesterday.
Mike, I partially agree with you. I agree, and you sort of echo the sentiments of the Eagles tight end, Zach Ertz, who said yesterday, we can't expect Carson Wentz to be Superman. But I have seen the return of a starting quarterback lift the spirits and the play of everybody around him. There's a different vibe around the team. That's not to say that Nick Foles isn't beloved by his teammates, because he certainly is. And he did deliver the first Super Bowl championship. And he deserves a lot of credit for a lot of things, mostly not complaining through a pedestrian offense that's missing a lot of its components. So to me, you know, I look at a lot of teams, and you can just see when the starter comes back, there's a different level of juice on the field, a different feeling. And I think that's what Carson will bring, and I think it will raise everybody's play. You're listening to Sal Pal Football Hour. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Sal Pal Football Hour on 97.5 The Fanatic. Football Monday on The Fanatic is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
When it rains, it pours. And it has been relentless recently. If your roof hasn't been up to the challenge, call Roofing Nation now. Protect your precious home for as little as $99 a month. Seeing stains on the ceiling, or worse, drips or warped wallboards? And what you don't see could be damaging your home structure. You can't afford to wait, because a new Roofing Nation roof is more affordable than ever at just $99 a month and 50% off on all roofing. We will even throw in free gutters as a bonus. Even at this incredibly low price, you're still getting a top-of-the-line roofing system from the same local company with a nationwide reputation for quality products and workmanship, Window Nation. Now's the time to replace that old roof before it does serious damage to your home. Roofing Nation guarantees you a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month. 50% off and free gutters. Can't get much better than that. Low prices, same great roof, expedited installation, and peace of mind that it's done right the first time. Call now, 833-4-NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4-NATION or roofingnation.com.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his Monday night blowout winner, Seattle Seahawks at Denver Broncos, absolutely free. Absolutely free. Call now 800-220-6262 and get tonight's winner absolutely free. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away with a win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. He loves tonight's game. Call 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one handicapper. He's the professional that professionals turn to. Call now 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call 800-220-6262.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter, so make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel, ride down to the game with free lift credits, and chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's mania melt into Monday and book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Two guys? You came with just two guys?
All you have to do is point.
It took 6 men to get that in here. What? But
all you have to do is point, sir.
What's going on in here? Hey, where's the...
I just pointed at it, and it...
We make junk disappear. Anytime.
Anywhere. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way you can take your business beyond. Get started with 150 megabit internet for just $89.95 per month when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. That's a $600 savings per year. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 10-12-18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Buy a house without an agent? Probably not. But lots of us go solo when we need a car. Ardent Credit Union has hired auto buying professionals to assist you in finding the car you want, new or used, and negotiating a deal you could not get on your own. Savings average over $3,000, and it's free to all of our account holders. So why go it alone? Learn more at ardentcarbuying.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Grit. It's not just a word. It's a way to live. At Ardent Credit Union, we believe that having the perseverance and passion to never quit in the face of adversity says a lot about a person. This fall, Ardent Credit Union wants to reward local high school athletes with grit. Does your son or daughter have an unwavering work ethic on and off the field? Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/grit to nominate your student athlete with grit. And your kid could win a $100 gift card courtesy of Ardent Credit Union.
If you win the Mega Millions jackpot, you can do anything, like take all your friends out for Japanese food in Japan. With $252 million up for grabs, anything can happen in Jersey.
Fear of missing out? Download our app and don't miss a minute. 97.5, The Fanatic. Now back to more of the Sal Pal Football Hour on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, we got quite a crowd tonight. Joe Canals, U.S. Route 1 South, Lawrenceville, New Jersey. The Sal Pal Football Hour presented by Treasury Wine Estates featuring 19 Crimes Wine. Come out tonight. We got a special wine tasting going on, a big crowd, giving out T-shirts, all kinds of stuff happening. Call in number 610-632-0975. One guy who doesn't need a special invitation to call this show, but I reached out to him because he's my brother and my friend from Indianapolis. Covers the Colts for NFL Nation on ESPN.com like nobody else. Covers any team in the league. Mike Wells from Indianapolis is on the line with us. Mike, how are you doing, my brother?
I'm good, Brother Sal. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Tell me what's happening with the Colts. You got your first win and everything's good, right?
Hey, life is good. I think the way the Colts won the game yesterday, I think it's a direction that Frank Reich, who people in Philadelphia are familiar with, he wants balance. He does not want it to be all about Andrew Luck. And Andrew Luck had a so-so game, two interceptions. It was the defense that won it for the Colts yesterday, holding Washington Redskins only three field goals, 9 points, shut down Adrian Peterson. So if you want to classify as a complete victory, that's what it was yesterday for the Colts.
And when I came out and visited you this summer, and I talked to Andrew Luck and visited with Frank Reich, and you and I talked, and I could tell right away, and you seconded it. You said, listen, he said, Sal, it is a much more physical camp, much more physical team. Frank Reich has decided right from the get-go that the Colts are going to be a much more physical ball club. Is that, are you starting to see the manifestation of that with that ball club?
I am, because, you know, for so long under the previous regime, the Colts were just flat out a bad defensive team, finishing in the 20th or worst in five of the last six seasons. But now the thing is about speed, toughness, and physicality, and that's what Matt Eberflus, the first-year defensive coordinator, is preaching. Anybody who has watched the Colts play so far realizes that nobody stops until the whistle blows on defense. They go get the ball, and they hit hard, and they're going to get after it. And you saw it yesterday because Adrian Peterson was a complete non-factor. And like you alluded to, Sal, we talked about it during training camp. The other thing is there's energy here in this facility. They haven't had this type of energy in a number of years. Does it equate to a playoff team? I doubt it, but you can see the direction that this franchise is finally trying to get to.
Yeah, but their schedule is tough, and now they got to come to Philly, and nobody knows Carson Wentz better than Frank Reich. And Carson Wentz is going to be back on the field. You don't know what you're going to get out of Carson Wentz. So what has Frank Reich's message been to the team, do you think, in the first couple of days here? As he knows he's going into Philly, it's going to be emotional for him, and Carson Wentz is going to be back on the field against Andrew Luck.
Well, you know, it's funny. We just talked to Coach Reich about 2 hours ago, and, you know, he was talking about just how much fun he had being in Philly and having an opportunity to be Carson Wentz's offensive coordinator. I think everybody can agree that Carson Wentz was on his way to winning the MVP trophy before that, unfortunate torn ACL. And he just raves about the young talent. I mean, the kid is very talented. Everybody saw what he can do. And, you know, Reich said it's gonna be different coming back into Philly. He said him and Doug Peterson were texting today talking about the scouting reports and how they've seen that familiar face on the opposing team scouting report. But at the same time, you know, the Colts want to come in and try to go to 2-1, and the Eagles want to try to pick up their second victory. So, you know, they can shake hands before the game, shake hands afterwards. But Frank Reich's main goal is to try to put this team over 500 for the first time after three games since the 2013 season.
We're talking to Mike Wells, who covers the Indianapolis Colts for NFL Nation on ESPN.com. You can check out his stuff on ESPN.com, and nobody covers any NFL team better than he does. Mike, you know, it would be quite a shock if the Colts came in here and beat the Philadelphia Eagles. But what you're telling me is this is not a roll your glove out onto the field and win the ball game for the Eagles anymore, because this Colts team's not going to handle that.
No, they're not. And like you said, Sal, it's going to be very tough. I'd be borderline shocked if the Colts came in there and won this weekend. But at the same time, they're not just going to come out and just, you know, get dominated and get manhandled like they've been in the past. They're going to be a competitive team. It's just that the talent level is just not there. They're playing a lot of young players. I mean, their best defensive player is a rookie. They've got a number of young guys. You know, two of the top three running backs are rookies for the Colts. So there's a lot of youth on this roster. So it's all about being competitive and seeing what can happen if Andrew Luck can pull some magic out. But, yeah, you're right. This is definitely a game where there's going to be a lot of energy in Philly with Carson Wentz playing for the first time since December. It's going to be a tough road for the Colts to try to pull off that upset.
What's with Andrew Luck's arm strength right now?
You know, I've been very curious about it because a lot of the play calling that the Colts have done, a lot of underneath stuff. But look, he really tested his arm strength yesterday. He threw a post pattern down the field. It was a good 45, 50 yards to T.Y. Hilton. Hilton didn't catch it because it was a pass interference call out there. But you see that the strength is out there. Luck acknowledged early on that, you know, he was still kind of feeling his way through it. I think as the season progresses, you're going to see more deep throws on the football field because that's where that was his bread and butter early on in his career. When the opportunity is going to be there, he's going to do it because Luck has said that he can make every throw in the playbook. Now it's a matter of doing it with the proper confidence.
Mike, we'll see you when you get to Philly, all right?
All right, Sal, pal. Be good, my brother.
Okay, safe travels to you, Mike Wells of ESPN.com. Big hand for Mike Wells. He did a good job. Yeah. Mike's one of the best in the business. Thank you, Mike Wells, for joining. I'm looking at the line, you know, and the Eagles are a full 7-point favorite in this ball game. In fact, other than the Vikings 16 over the Bills, the Eagles have the largest spread right now of any team in the National Football League in going into Week 3. So initially the Rams started as 7 points over the Chargers, but that's down now it to 5. The Pats were 6.5 over the Lions at Detroit. Detroit's a 6.5-point underdog. That's down to 6. So the Eagles are holding at a full 7-point favorite over the Colts, which should be interesting. This came out in New York Post line. I like the Post line. In New York Post line came out Monday morning, and I wonder how it will be affected with the news of Carson Wentz and how things will go forward with the line, considering that Wentz is taking over for Foles. But I'm sure they had that into account because the news came out on Sunday through Adam Schefter that Carson Wentz was going to be cleared to play in the football game. Pat and Bluebell, you're on the Sal Pal Football Hour, 97.5, The Fanatic. Go ahead, Pat. You with me, Pat? Got me?
Hello?
Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, hey, Sal, big fan of yours. I'll never forget the time you were interviewing a Ravens player. Came off at the end of the game. The guy was so amped up. You're interviewing him. And I thought he was going to hit you. And the Ravens won. I'm standing there thinking, oh, my God, this guy's going to go crazy. Reason for my call. You know, one thing that these draft picks and free agents they picked up, I don't think they're doing anything. Just Barnett, Sidney Jones, the guy, Dallas, somebody, that tight end, he didn't make it on the field. And then Bennett and this defensive tackle they picked up from the Lions. Clearly, they got no rush on this quarterback. And it was so predictable that they were going to do this timing pass offense, or quick passes, to defeat the Eagles' pass rush. And it worked. My question is, you know, no adjustments. And what do you think about these people they're drafting and picking up?
Well, I tell you, first of all, the question of Dallas Goedert is one of the big mysteries going into this this game in Week 3, because Dallas Goedert has been absolutely AWOL. Doug Peterson was asked about Dallas Goedert last night in his post-game press conference. We saw a lot of two tight end sets in training camp, but that just hasn't manifested itself in the first 2 weeks of the season. Doug gave sort of a circuitous answer to the question about Goddard, because he had Perkins out there instead. And, you know, listen, coaches put players on the field that they trust. So we don't know the answer on Goddard. He was a second-round pick. He came from a smaller school in South Dakota. But either he can't block, or he can't catch, or he's not running the right routes. Those are the three possibilities on Dallas Goedert. All the other possibilities don't count. Because if you're going to make plays, if the quarterback trusts that you're going to make plays, if the head coach trusts you're going to make plays, if Mike Groh, the offensive coordinator, trusts you're going to make plays, then you're going to be out on the football field. And he hasn't been on the football field. I don't believe that he has a catch yet. Let me check these numbers that we got late today. Let's see. Does he have a catch? Yes, he has one catch. Excuse me. One catch for 4 yards. Mike Wallace does not have a catch in 2 games. But Dallas Goedert has one catch for a total of four yards from a second-round pick. That's just not going to cut it. Michael Bennett had a good second half against the Falcons. I didn't see him do much in the first half. And yesterday, you know, he really wasn't much of a factor. Neither was Haloti Ngata, for sure. Chris Long was not much of a factor in the football game. You know, there's got to be some hard questions asked about this team. I'm going to give it till 4 weeks, right? Because you look at the first 4 weeks, and then you make an assessment about the first quarter of the season. But going into week three, you have to ask yourself the question is, where is Dallas Goedert, first and foremost? And because you don't have a full complement of wide receivers, so you need to get this young man, if he's got any kind of talent, and you picked him in the second round, and maybe they're just waiting for Carson Wentz to get out on the field. I don't know. But he's got to be a factor in the offense, clearly. And this team has to make a decision, I think, at some point, very soon, about the future of Darren Sproles on this team. Because I think, you know, Darren Sproles has to make a contribution because they are thin at running back. And he's got to make a contribution. He's got to get himself back on the football field. They obviously do need another wide receiver. Now, today, a bunch of the wide receivers were picked up. Rod Streeter was picked up by the Browns. Would you have gone with Breshad Perriman, even though the Redskins have given him, you know, sort of a kick the tires moment down there in Washington? Don't know the answer to that. Obviously, they had him in. They worked him out. They weren't impressed. They didn't sign him for whatever reason. And then Josh Gordon was traded to the New England Patriots, and the Eagles passed on him. Corey Coleman was cut. Do you take a flyer on him? You got to bring him in and work him out. And then there's the question of Dez Bryant. I don't know what you do about Dez Bryant. It's a big, fat question mark. He's still out there. Can you see him in an Eagles uniform? Are you that desperate, or are you just waiting for Alshon Jeffrey to come back? But there are a lot of challenging questions about this team going into week three. And you just heard my colleague Mike Wells. The Colts are going to come to play, and they're going to bring their A game, knowing that Carson Wentz is going to come back. It's going to be like Super Bowl party number two when Carson Wentz comes back on Sunday. Thanks for listening to the Sal Pal Football Hour. And thank you very much, Treasury Wine Estates. And thank you very much, Joe Canales here in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Can we give him a big hand for hosting the Sal Pal Football Hour? We'll talk to you next week.